Mark, has the weekend been a success from your point of view?
I think so. We had great crowds on Friday and Saturday, and well, actually good crowds today, but it was a little bit of a damp morning, but we actually dodged a bit of a bullet because most of the showers went around us, and people stayed warm, and the sun came out this afternoon, so actually we had a great day.
So as you were lying in your bed last night, you've said mixed weather. Did you hear the rain coming down, and do you think, oh, that will do the course just what it needs, or were you confident before the weekend?
No, I mean, the rain, it was about 11 o'clock last night, it was absolutely perfect, and so the footing for the horses today was magical, and we've done a bit of work on the ground as well, but then the rain on top, I don't think the horses will run on better ground all year.
And five riders within the time, and a great competition. Andrew Nicholson certainly had a great weekend.
Yeah, he was 50 this weekend. They were kind not to make too much of that. No, he had a fabulous weekend. Won two classes yesterday and then the first and second in the British Open today. I mean, he's supported the festival, been a great supporter over the years. One of the most successful people to ride around here at Gatcombe. And he's won it once before, but he's in the great tradition of great champions here. And so, everybody's happy.
And the event next year is slightly earlier. You'll have a wind down now. What will you do between now and next year, Mark?
Well, first thing is going to rest. I'm exhausted. No, but we'll be running in the middle of July, sort of 14th, 15th of July next year, 2 weeks before the Olympic Games. So the festival will run as normal, and then we'll probably have a special class as well for those Olympic teams, so they can have their first outing doing dressage and show jumping before getting on the road to Greenwich.